A reading from the first book of Maccabees. As King Antiochus was traversing the inland provinces, he heard that in Persia there was a city called Elymais, famous for its wealth in silver and gold, and that its temple was very rich, containing gold helmets, breastplates, and weapons, left there by Alexander, son of Philip, king of Macedon, the first king of the Greeks. He went, therefore, and tried to capture and pillage the city, but he could not do so, because his plan became known to the people of the city, who rose up in battle against him. So he retreated, and in great dismay, withdrew from there to return to Babylon. While he was in Persia, a messenger brought him news that the armies sent into the land of Judah had been put to flight, that Lysias had gone at first with a strong army and been driven back by the children of Israel, that they had grown strong by reason of the arms, men, and abundant possessions taken from the armies they had destroyed, that they had pulled down the abomination which he had built upon the altar in Jerusalem, and that they had surrounded with high walls both the sanctuary as it had been before and its city of Bethzur. When the king heard this news, he was struck with fear and very much shaken. Sick with grief because his designs had failed, he took to his bed. There he remained many days, overwhelmed with sorrow, for he knew he was going to die. So he called in all his friends and said to them, "Sleep has departed from my eyes, for my heart is sinking with anxiety. I said to myself, 'Into what tribulation have I come, and in what floods of sorrow am I now?' Yet I was kindly and beloved in my rule. But I now recall that evils I did in Jerusalem, when I carried away all the vessels of gold and silver that were in it, and for no cause gave orders that the inhabitants of Judah be destroyed. I know that this is why these evils have overtaken me, and now I am dying in bitter grief in a foreign land." Verbum Domini. I will rejoice in your salvation, O Lord.
I will rejoice in your salvation, O Lord.
I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will declare all your wondrous deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, Most High.
I will rejoice in your salvation.
Because my enemies are turned back, overthrown and destroyed before you, you rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. Their name you blotted out forever and ever.
I will
rejoice in your salvation. The nations are sunk in the pit they have made. In the snare they set, their foot is caught. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor shall the hope of the afflicted forever perish.
I will rejoice in your salvation, Lord.
Alleluia. Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Some Sadducees who deny that there is a resurrection came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman but died childless, and the second and the third married her, and likewise all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her. Jesus said to them, the children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And to him all are alive. Some of the scribes said in reply, Teacher, you have answered well. And they no longer dared to ask him anything.
Verbum Domini.
In heaven, there will be no confusion. There will be no identity crisis. And there will be no competition in love. We will know who we belong to when we look at God, and God gazes back at us. The seven brothers in the gospel will not be competing in eternal life for who they belong to, for the woman they all called wife while here on earth. Heaven is not a continuation of life on earth, but earth as we know it will be totally transformed. The new heavens and a new earth. Marriage on earth points to an eternal reality, eternal life. And on earth, spouses belong totally to one another. Sometimes you might hear the wife say, he's mine, and the husband say, she's mine. Beautiful. It's an earthly reality. Or she's with me, or he's with me. Married life is so beautiful. It's a pointing toward our destination of eternal life. Married life is caught up in divine life, divine love. Why did the Sadducees deny that there is a resurrection? They cannot conceive of a heaven beyond what they see with their own eyes. They did not believe in immortality, that there was a new life after death. The heresy of the Sadducees was not only that the body would die, but also that the soul would die as well. The Pharisees and the Sadducees are often spoken of together, but here on the resurrection, their views are polar opposite. The Sadducees' idea of heaven was the same as living here on earth. Nothing changes. The Pharisees believed in a resurrection from the dead. They believed in the existence of angels and evil spirits, while the Sadducees denied the existence of both. The Pharisees believed and hoped for the coming of the Messiah, and the Sadducees did not. For the Sadducees, a Messiah would introduce a disturbance. They didn't think they need to be liberated at all from anything. The religion of the Sadducees was grounded on an earthly vision of heaven. And sometimes we can fall into that, having an earthly vision of eternal life. They challenged Jesus with a question that, according to their own view of heaven, would be totally absurd. As the gospel says, now there were seven brothers, and the first married a woman but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? It's a good question. The resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her. Their view of heaven, twisted as it was absorbed in mortality. To them, heaven will be exactly as it is now. No change. The Lord Jesus stumps them with the response, the children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry or are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God because they are the ones who will rise. In other words, life in heaven will be much different than it is here on earth. Thanks be to God. It will be much better, I promise. Mother Angelica spoke much about heaven. Why? Because she didn't hear much about heaven from the pulpit. She wanted to explain to people, heaven is something to look forward to. Not something to think, what is it going to be like? I don't want to go there because I want it to be the way it is here now. No, heaven is going to be much better than life here on earth. Anything good here on earth that you have experienced in your life, including married life, is only a pointing toward heaven. Any joy, anything good here on earth will be magnified 100,000 times in heaven. Lord, strengthen our hope this day for eternal life.